This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for July 14th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA issued an airworthiness directive yesterday that requires operators of Boeing 757, 767, and 777 airplanes to either inspect or replace certain flight deck windows to reduce the risks of electrical fires. The third Airbus A400M development aircraft made its maiden flight on Friday and took the program past the milestones of 100 test flights and 400 flight hours. Canada's government reportedly plans to announce Friday that it will purchase as many as 65 new fighters, worth a total of $16 billion. The top contender, sources say, is the F-35. The Commercial Spaceflight Federation has responded to suggestions that commercial manned spaceflight won't be as safe as NASA's missions, suggestions it calls misconceptions. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden has named Ramon Lugo III director of the agency's Glenn Research Center in Cleveland. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says President Obama did not assign Charles Bolden the task of reaching out to Muslim governments, contrary to remarks the administrator made in a televised interview with Al Jazeera. The North Carolina Division of Forest Resources has been directed to cut 10 aircraft, 4 pilots, and 2 mechanics from its budget. The pilots of Canada's Jazz Air have ratified a new contract deal that was reached by the ALPA during the 21-day cooling-off period and countdown to a strike. And a spokesman for Vice President Joe Biden says he had no idea Biden's appearance on The Tonight Show inconvenienced passengers at LAX. Some of them reported flight delays of up to 4 hours. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the first part of an in-depth interview of Cirrus CEO Brent Wouters by ANN's Jim Campbell. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.